This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, the Dallas Stars, actually in like 2 hours, will get their exhibition on with the Nashville Predators. And as we get closer and closer to the start of the qualifying games, let's bring on former Stanley Cup champion and NHL Network analyst Mike Rupp. Sir, how are you today?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on. Getting excited, watching a ton of hockey, and I missed it. I'm sure everybody else did too, but it's exciting. Saturday's going to be nuts. Looking forward to seeing all the teams back out on the ice.
That would be a bold way to start the interview if you were like, I was fine without hockey, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, not going to get that reaction from me.
Now, you said it's going to be obviously unique. What do you think about the system of like mini playoffs versus qualifying games, and they're happening simultaneously? What is this going to be like over the next several weeks?
It's going to be crazy. I think that from the viewer standpoint, it's going to be nuts. Yesterday, I didn't have to work. I literally was in front of the TV from probably 12 to 12 watching hockey games.
Wow.
So for the fan, it's going to be really a unique experience. I mean, usually playoff hockey, the games are all available, but a lot of them are at the same time. You don't have the opportunity to see all the games. So I think it's going to be a really incredible watch for everybody. As far as being a player, like going to the hotel on the weekends as a kid, and you're playing in a tournament, and minus maybe ball hockey in the hallways and your parents having a social gathering. It's something unique. Guys are going to be in there, and they're kind of in lockdown, and they're consumed by just hockey and being with their teammates. And at the same, on the same note, it's the awkwardness of being in the same hotel as the opponent. So it's going to be a unique situation for all, but I think it's setting it up to be a very competitive one, because there's no momentum, there's no streaks, there's no tendencies right now with teams. Everybody's starting anew and starting at the same starting line.
Right now with us on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, NHL Network analyst and Stanley Cup champion Mike Rupp. Now, Rupp, I have a floating theory, especially in hockey, that it's for nicknames, just throwing a Y on the end of somebody's name or an er on the end of somebody's last name is typically how hockey players do it. Do people call you Rupper as well?
Yeah, they call Rupper is usually sometimes it's Ruppy, but I prefer Rupper. Rupper's
okay.
The one I usually got.
But
all
right. His theory is accurate then. You just said an E and an ER and a Y.
Yeah, I mean, you do that with pretty much anything, right?
Yes,
I mean, we all got it. It's mostly on your last name, right? Sometimes you can play it on the first name as well.
All right, then I'm going to continue to go with Rupper for the rest of the interview. All right, the Stars in particular, they have some older players on this team. Pavelski's 35. You got Corey Perry. He's like 34. Sakara as well. With the age that these guys have, the veteran seasoning, is that going to be more beneficial in this sprint here at the end of the season, or is that going to be something that kind of hurts the Stars in this respect?
I'm really split on this. I've been racking my brain with it because I can only speak from my experiences, and obviously speaking with guys over the course of my career, is when you become an older player, yes, you have the experiences. I think the mental side of it, that's what these guys got to go through to manufacture – I mean, there's no crowd noise, right? You gotta have a, you have to find ways to keep everybody involved, everybody motivated, kind of prodding each other. So veteran presence is going to be huge for teams. And those guys you mentioned, a lot of them have been through a lot of grinds, playoff grinds over the years. So that's immeasurable for any team to have that veteran presence. But I will also speak to, as a veteran player, coming out of training camp, and that's basically what we've had here, it takes a while for my body to get going. It's not like it was when I was 23, 24, where you could just throw the skates on and go and play at a high tempo. So getting up to speed usually takes a little longer for veteran players. So that's something I'm really going to be monitoring with all the teams is, yes, on one side, the experience, the kind of voice, the reason, the calmness from a veteran is huge, but I also think the youthfulness, the naiveness of young players could be a real attribute as well.
Now, one of the veterans we also have is Ben Bishop, and I know you went head-to-head against Ben Bishop before. How confident should we be in our netminder rolling into the playoffs, or one of our netminders?
Extremely. I mean, both goalies there. You know, you got obviously Anton Kudobin as a quote-unquote backup. He could probably start for a lot of teams in this league. So, you know, you're talking about a goalie in Ben Bishop that I don't want to bring up a sore subject, but how great was he and how close did the Dallas Stars come to knocking off the St. Louis Blues last year? And Ben Bishop was unbelievable. I think he had over 50 saves in that last game. So he's a goaltender that when he gets hot, there's none better. So basically what you're looking at here is, I mean, it's normal playoffs as far as the length of time, but you go on you have a hot goalie for a month, next thing you know, you're in the conference finals again and possibly the Stanley Cup finals. So Ben Bishop, I would have just as much confidence in him than I would for any other goalie in the league. There's some that I would say is equal as him, but I wouldn't say there's many better if he's on his game.
Corey, did you catch that? He just said we're going to at least the conference finals, if not the Stanley Cup finals.
Thank you, Rupper. I appreciate that a lot, man. That's awesome. Well, can you kind of explain, like, it's very hard to predict which guy is going to get hot during that stretch, but can you kind of explain from the other side of it, trying to put the puck in the net, like, what you're seeing whenever you know a guy is in the zone and how difficult it is to score on him?
Well, the one thing I'll say, that they work hand in hand, and I was the product of an organization where I grew up in the New Jersey organization where we had a great goaltender, Marty Brodeur, but we also played with great structure in front of him. So they kind of support one another. And the Dallas Stars are one of the best defensive-minded, defensive-structured teams in the league. I'm very outwardly, have said he's. I had him for six games in my NHL career when he was with the Arizona Coyotes, and he was two or three coaches I've ever had. I think he gets the guys ready, motivated, but the structure is huge. So I think what you're going to see is these teams that, when their crutch is defensive play, I know that's not always the most attractive thing for fans. We want to see goals, and especially that talented group in Dallas, you want to see goals. That's fine, but what wins championships is defense. And I think that coming out of this long pause, the teams that have that kind of in their blood of playing good defensive brand of hockey are going to have a huge advantage. And that, to me, screams the Dallas Stars. That screams the New York Islanders. That screams the Boston Bruins. These are some of the best defensive teams. It's going to take a while. What I've seen in these exhibition games so far, power plays don't look good. The pretty plays are not there. It's going to take time. But what is there for some teams is standing in, you know, sticks in the right lanes, the right positioning. I think the Dallas Stars are really set up to go on a nice run right now.
Talk with NHL Network analyst Mike Rupp right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, they just released a story or a poll via The Athletic that coaches and players were hoping for Vegas or Vancouver as opposed to the hubs of Edmonton and Toronto. Were you surprised at all that this is the direction the NHL went? And do you also think that the NHL made a mistake by not trying to get out there a little faster, like a little ahead of Major League Baseball and NBA?
Well, let's be honest. who wouldn't want to go to Vegas or anywhere else? So
sure.
I think that's the first thing that we need to acknowledge. Secondly, I'm one in the past that has been kind of harsh on the league for different things from now and again. I think they have done an impeccable job with this process, and I like the fact that they waited because, not to compare the other sports, but the NBA claimed real quick that they're going to go down to Orlando. And then we saw what happened down in Florida, which is scary. And then you see MLB handling it a certain way. And then the NHL was waiting and waiting and waiting. They go up to Canada where these cases are, they've really done a great job. And the way they have these guys in the bubble, they are literally, they're doing a great job of giving them all the amenities, but they're caged animals. I mean, there's literally there's fences going from hotel to arena. So, they made it inside the bubble with zero cases. I love the way they've handled this. And I like what I've seen. I think the on-air product has been something that looks really good, too.
What do you think about kind of the round robin situation? And like, I know like the Bruins were running away with things. Is that advantageous to some teams that maybe have been kind of in the top four, but not quite there compared to some of the other guys?
I mean, it's really tough because you can look at a team like the Dallas Stars who have this, you have some more time than these teams in the prelims. Which is great to get your game to where it needs to be. But the only thing I'm concerned about with teams in that position is that there's not desperation right now in the round robin play. And then all of a sudden, you're going to be playing against a team when you get to the first round, and that team's already played desperation brand of hockey. They're already. You're getting on the highway on an entrance ramp, and those guys are flying already. So can you get up to speed? It might be tough. You can't replicate desperation. So, but they also have more time to get out the kinks and the rust. So it'll be interesting to see how the teams that have the buys, quote unquote, how they end up handling this and how they look in the first round.
I have a pair of Stanley Cup questions for you. You were drafted by the Devils in 2000, and I know you weren't on the NHL team just yet, but would you like to retroactively apologize to the Stars fan base for not letting us win that second cup?
Hey, you know what? I'll say this. Yes, I was not a part of the team. I was drafted by the Devils later on that summer, but I will say that I can't apologize to the fan base, but I'll say this. I get in fights all the time, arguments with some of my former teammates that played on the Buffalo Sabres that are still saying that it was no goal. And I'm like, it was a goal. Don't give me that. It was a goal all the way, all day long. So I have stuck up for Dallas Stars fans, so you can love me for that.
All right. I absolutely do love you for that. But then also, your partner on the NHL Network, Dave Reed, admitted to us last week that he dented the Stanley Cup by mistake. We always hear the Stars having a pool party that dented the cup. Did you or any of your teammates put a dent in the Stanley Cup? I feel like your statute of limitations is up, so you can go ahead and admit it.
I did not. One of my teammates, it was Patrick Elias, was getting it from somewhere else. I don't remember, but they had a helicopter go to pick it up, and they're handing it off to somebody, and they dropped it. And so when I got it, it had a big crack in the neck of it. So I had to hold it in an awkward way. Couldn't put your hand inside the upper bowl. So, I wouldn't expect anything different from Reeder. Those Dallas Stars teams were a bunch of animals, and they had fun with the cup, I'm sure.
Now, we got Mike Rupp hanging out with us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I've seen you eat a donut with Tony Luffman's face on it. I've seen you do a lot of different things, but I know Tim Hortons is a big deal because there's free Tim Hortons in the bubble. Can you power rank the top three Tim Hortons options out there?
Ooh. Oh, that would be tough. This is easy, actually, for me.
Fruit Explosion Muffin.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever had that one. That's my number one.
Nice.
Fruit Explosion Muffin is unbelievable. Just huge chunks of, I don't even know, raspberries, blackberries, strawberries, blueberries in this muffin. The other one I would say is the French Curler. Their French Curler donuts are unbelievable. And then finally, just a large double-double. I'm usually drink my coffee black, but they make it taste like candy up there in Canada with their Tim Hortons. So large double-double is the coffee of choice.
Well, we appreciate your time, and given your prediction that I definitely heard you make, we'll be sure to celebrate with the cup in a couple of months if you want to come on back with us.
Hey, you guys let me know. I'll be there.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, good sir.
Thanks, Rupper.
All right, thanks, man. Talk to you guys there.
Mike Rupp, you can catch him on the NHL Network. Their extensive playoff coverage includes NHL Tonight, 7 qualifying round games. It all starts Sunday at 7 o'clock. Blue Jackets and the Maple Leafs, and then 3 o'clock they'll have the exhibition with the Stars and the Preds.
And he called Dave Reed a reader. So, Kevin, I think I'm
just
being justified by my thoughts here.
No, you're 100%. You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.